Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And today I got my NFL college football legend video. Running back / cornerback, Charles Greenhill, Memphis State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And I'm Mr. Football once again, Vincent Turner. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Well, over the last few weeks, you know that I've been going back to my hometown, which is Memphis, Tennessee, the 901. And I've been giving special kudos and thanks to all the great football players that came out of that area during my era and during the era up till now. And we got two players that's going to be drafted real high tomorrow night in the 2022 NFL draft. I want to give them kudos. Mr. Kevin Austin, wide receiver, University of Memphis, formerly Memphis State University, and Kenneth Walker, running back out of Michigan State. I'd like to say very special thanks to them young men's families and the people that love them, because I'm very proud of you two gentlemen going into the draft tomorrow night, and it's really going to be something, because you're representing the city of Memphis and the community. Thank you to those two young men. Now getting to Mr. Charles Greenhill. When you talk about a player and a human being that was going to change the face of a program in the face of a city, Charles Greenhill was that gentleman. Grew up in the Fraser community back in the early 70s. And undoubtedly, no question about it, was the best football player I've seen play up close in person in my hometown. Saw this young man in the year of 1982, and he was a junior at the time. And the young man played every position on the field, from quarterback to defensive back to running back to wide receiver. He was a one-man wrecking crew at Fraser High School. And just what came with him, he was a young man who was about 6'2", 210 pounds. But most of all, he was a guy that had that magnetic attraction that attracted good people to him and attracted everybody to him. And you knew wherever he landed, he was going to make an impact. And eventually he landed and signed with Memphis State University. By far, as I mentioned, over several weeks, all the great football players that played in the city of Memphis, from Oscar Reed to Roman Bates to Barry Wilburn to Jesse Wilburn, this guy by far is the greatest football player ever in the history of high school football in Memphis. The most recruited. Every school in the country wanted him. Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Ohio State, Michigan, USC, UCLA. But the young man elected to stay home because that's what his mother wanted him to do. But getting back, when I saw him as a junior, it's always something when you look at a player and there's a guy that sticks out. And we're talking about a young man at that time was 6'2", 210 pounds. but he played quarterback and the arm strength was A+. The poise was A+. The vision was A+. Then he played running back. The burst and acceleration was A+. The yards after contact, A+. Then they moved him out to wide receiver. All in one game now. The separation was A+. The yards after catch, A+. The ball reactions, A+. Then he played corner that game. Instincts, A+. The tackling ability, A+. The confidence in playing a corner, A+. The footwork, A+. Then he played safety, the last man in the form of defense. The quickness, A+. The ability to key and diagnose and come up and make tackles, A+. And its blitzing ability, A+. By far, he was the best player I ever seen, up close and personal, in high school football in Memphis. In that game, he threw for a touchdown, he rushed for a touchdown, he caught a touchdown. He was nice, man. And everything that came around him was good. In ability, also kicked. And he was tough and hard-nosed, and he had the hidden ability of that young man they called the assassin, Jack Tatum. And he went to Memphis State and played under probably the best coach that ever came there, Rex Dockery, University of Tennessee grad who left Texas Tech back in the early 80s and saw a vision at Memphis State University. Went 1-10 his first two seasons. But that third year under Coach Dockery, he was able to sign that young man right there, and they went 6-4-1. They was the most improved team in the country in 83. The city was off the charts as far as Memphis football. And at that time, the team had Derrick Burroughs that's part of the team, Eric Ferris, Tim Harris. All those guys played in the NFL. Donnie Elder. But the city was on fire because they had this young, fabulous freshman who was putting it out there. And also, he was a straight A student, straight A and B student. But getting back to his high school prowess, he was also all conference in basketball, averaged 16 points a game as a point guard, played with one of the best basketball players ever come out of Memphis. They played in Memphis State and Vincent Askew that played in the NBA. Baseball, his skills are undeniable. A lot of people was comparing him to Lou Brock, Kurt Flood, and he was a pitcher similar to Bob Gibson. And as I said, his running back prowess, everybody was saying he had that Jim Brown to him, that Billy Sims to him, and a little bit of Bo Jackson. He was doing that same time as Bo. Then getting back to basketball, like I said, he was 6'2", 210. I told you just here, you averaged 16 points a game, but he had a little bit of that Sidney Moncrief. That kind of athletic ability is Clyde the Glide Drexler. Can I say five slammer jammer? And at 6'2", 210 pounds, as a true freshman, he was timed 4-4 in the 40-yard dash. And at the time he was playing in his freshman year, I had moved to Dallas, Texas. So I was keeping up with the University of Memphis program because they was making a big stand on the college football scene. They was the most impressive team and the most improved team in the country. In the face of the University of Memphis program was starting to rise. More talent was coming down and everybody wanted to play with this sensational freshman. You think about the 1987 draft. As we've been talking about draft over the last few years, over the last few months, we've been talking about the NFL draft. If Charles Greenhill will be alive today, there's no question about it, he would have been in the 87 draft. He would have been a draft from the likes of Paul Palmer, Alonzo Highsmith, Chris Miller, Jim Harbaugh, Cornelius Bennett, Reggie Rogers, Jerome Brown, DJ Jozier, John Clay, and it's no question in my mind, he might have been the best player in the draft in that 87 draft. And then you look at the 83 college football season and look how that season kind of panned out and people that was making a big noise on the national level. You had Mike Rozier with that great Nebraska team. You had Bill Frelick at Pittsburgh. You had Steve Young at BYU. You had Greg Allen at Florida State. You had Reggie White at Tennessee. You had William Perry at Clemson. You had William Fuller. You had Jerry Gray. You had Terry Hogue. You had Russell Carter. You had Don Rogers. But I don't think all those great gentlemen I just mentioned, Charles Greenhill as a freshman, I would have put him in the category of those players during that 1983 season. And then, of course, when you think about all the great University of Memphis State football players in the history, from D'Angelo Williams to Eric Harris to Brian Ingram to Tim Harris to Terdell Millington, there's probably no football player to this day, even with D'Angelo Williams, was the most talented player that made the biggest impact in this young man right here. I'm telling you, he was the most highly recruited football player out of the city of Memphis. And another story about Charles Green here, not only there's a three-star sport athlete at Fraser High School, he also was a member of the golf team. First time out, he shot an 80. Could have been All-American at golf if he elected to take up the game at Memphis State University. And Rex Dockery, the head coach, had a vision. And he had a vision with Charles Greenhill that Memphis State could be what Miami it was back then, the independent powerhouse of college football. It could have been the Notre Dame of the South. Because what Mr. Greenhill was doing, he had all the top prospects in that area from Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, looking at Memphis State. As I told you, true story, I had moved to Dallas, Texas. Currently had a job. And at the time, I was sharing an apartment with another young man from Memphis, Tennessee, and James Smith. And we was trying to make our way down there in Dallas. And I never forget the day. I believe December 12, 1983. And I was at work and came home, and James said, "Man, I need to tell you something." I said, "What's going on?" You know, because when you're from Memphis, man, you follow the program. You follow the basketball program. You follow the football program. You don't care what the records are. It's just something of being a loyal to that school that's always been in my heart. And just a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Greenhill had made ESPN highlights by returning a kickoff against Cincinnati, I believe 70 yards for a touchdown. Well, James told me that, "Hey, man, there's some serious noise and serious bad news coming out of Memphis, Tennessee this evening. There's a rumor that Coach Rex Dockery, Charles Greenhill, big-time booster Glenn Jones, and offensive coordinator Chris Farrells has died in a plane crash." And my heart dropped because I was there in shock, and I was saying, "This can't be for real." And it was a sad day in my life, and a sad day to anybody that was loyal to that Memphis State program. Because the impact that young man made as a true freshman for that school, for that city, and for the areas of that city and that town, from the neighborhoods of South Memphis, North Memphis, Whitehaven, Bayhampton, Scudderfield, Claiborne Homes, Foot Homes, Douglas, Pine Hill. It's never going to change. It just, the impact was too great. And when you look back on it, even today, Charles Greenhill still makes his footprint in the city of Memphis from high school football. They ended up naming his high school stadium after him, the Charles Greenhill Stadium. But I just want to let you know, it's just a shame and a sad when you lose somebody that was going to make an impact on your city and on your program like this young man was going to do. Remember this. This young man was the most highly decorated football player ever to come out of Memphis, Tennessee. The most highly recruited. Every school in the country wanted him. He had over 80 offers, 80 to 100 offers. He could have went to any big time Power Five school. And I want to say thank you. And the reason I say thank you, Mr. Greenhill, because you've given me a video today, because I can talk about somebody who was very instrumental as a 19-year-old in the city of Memphis and made an impact. Not from a, I want to say, athletic standpoint, but also a standpoint of being proud and honored and respected. And as I walk my life and my journey, and I'm on this great platform of 100 yards of football, and with some great people, my business partner, Mr. Ronnie Keebler, to the people that's part, Mr. Jeremiah Long, Mr. Logan Landers, our NFL veteran, great guy, Bobby Butler, the guys that's contributed, Coach Kevin the Bull Jones, to a great friend of mine, Mr. Mark Denham. It's always say an honor to say how blessed I am. And I'm blessed today to do a video on this great young man, a great football player out of the city of Memphis. It's no telling that Mr. Greenhill had lived, what would that program be in? But I can tell you this. His 4 years at Memphis State, he would have put an imprint on Memphis State on the national level. And I think he would have been one of the top three players in the country and maybe a Heisman Trophy candidate. And it's no doubt in my mind he would have been the top five pick in the 1987 NFL draft. So my honor and kudos to Charles Greenhill. And to Mrs. Greenhill, I hope today, if you're watching this video, it can ease some of your pain and make you feel proud. Because this young man still carries a legacy in the hometown of the 911 Memphis, Tennessee, Beale Street, Stack Records, David Porter, Isaac Hayes. He still carries that legacy. Neely's Barbecue. When you go to Memphis, Tennessee, and you ever visit, and you talk about anybody about high school football, I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 people are going to say, oh, the best high school football player was Charles Greenhill. 6'2", 210 pounds. 3 sports star in high school. Football, basketball, baseball. Shot an 80 in golf. Being a fill-in for the golf team. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers. And my final words about Charles Greenhill. Like the great group Chic, we are rebels, baby. Rebels are we. We want to be free. Mr. Greenhill, I know you're up in heaven being free, brother, still looking down on that program in the city of Memphis.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Be blessed. Enjoy the 2022 NFL draft on tomorrow night. It's been an honor to do a video on a great young man from my hometown, Mr. Charles Greenhill, cornerback and running back, Memphis State University.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.